Thank you, Andrew, for volunteering to sing. I would like everybody to follow along in 1 Peter chapter 2 today. That's where I'll be getting my thoughts from. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll be in verses 13 through 17. And we'll be thinking about four commands that we'll see here for the Christian to live by. So 1 Peter 2, 13 through 17. And we'll start by reading. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondslaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. In verse 14, we can see that God's will for us to, or for the function of government, has a couple of reasons: to take vengeance on evildoers and to praise good works, people that are doing good. Gail had mentioned Sunday, even if the person in the position doesn't seem like an honorable man, we're supposed to honor the position authority that he's in. And we read here in 14 that this is God's will, and it's harder to do for some than others, I imagine. But that's what we've been tasked with: honor the position of authority, and we just do our best. Nobody's perfect, right? We're not perfect. They're not going to be perfect. And ultimately, our purpose is to serve God and glorify him. And if we look at verses 15 and 16, the purpose of us for serving government isn't just to do so. It's by doing so, we can silence our oppressors or anybody that would try to say something against us, right? Silence the ignorance of foolish men. 16, act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondslaves of God. So we're doing this as free people, men and women in Christ, but we're not to abuse it as an excuse to sin. And there are verses, not all things are, should I write that one down? Anyway. All things might not be a sin, right? But they're not all profitable. Some things can be good, but we can abuse them. So we'll go to the four points. Honor all men. And why would we want to do this? I mean, for one, God honors all men and has a certain respect for men. In 2 Peter 2, verses 3-9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. You know, if God is willing to give grace to all men, if he's long-suffering to them, not wanting any to perish, that they should all come to repentance, who are we to decide that somebody may or may not be worth the gospel, right? It's our job to spread the seed, and God will act in their lives, those who are willing to receive it. Growing up, the person that I was, if somebody was talking about who should I share the gospel with, I wouldn't have been the person that I thought would be a good candidate, right? If I were to choose out of these three people, this guy right here, am I just wasting my time? And that's not for us to decide. So we're to honor all men. And using God as the example. So, love the brotherhood. Generally, we use this series of verses. You'll see it at weddings. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. But it applies to how we're supposed to act. Love is patient, love is kind. It's not jealous, does not brag, it's not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, never fails. If there, what's up there? You know, all of these thoughts apply to how we should interact with one another, because ultimately our purpose here is to glorify God, and we want to have an opportunity to sow the seed, right? And if we're not behaving in a way, we're going to lose opportunities, and people might not be wanting to hear what we have to say. And our best way to teach others is, at first, living what we're preaching. The next point of fearing God, Ecclesiastes 12:13 tells us, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God should bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." I mean, I've got lots of verses here. We don't have time for all that. And if anybody would like any of the material I have to go along with any of these points, reach out to me afterwards. Matthew 10 tells us, "Fear not which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." We need to have a purpose and a proper respect for God. You know, he's real. He has the power to destroy both the body and soul. We're to fear him that way out of love, right? Because of what he's done, who he is. It's hard for us to comprehend how awesome he is. So fear God. Honor the king. You know, God rules in the kingdoms of men. Coming out of Daniel 4:17. John 19:10, this is Pilate speaking to Jesus. Pilate said, "Speak thou not unto me. Knowest thou that I have the power to crucify you, the power to release you?" And Jesus answered, "You could have no power at all against me except where it is given from the above." And all power comes from God. All authority comes from God. So we're to conduct our lives in honor to his authority and power. Now, Romans 13:1-17 tells us there's an exception when God's law contradicts the government's law, right? We're supposed to follow God's law above all. Or, sorry, that was in Acts 5. So these are just a few thoughts on this passage of verses here, 1 Peter 2:13-17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Now, sometimes it's hard to do all these, and sometimes we fall short in our walk with God. So opportunities like tonight and any time that we can gather together and contemplate our walk, we definitely need to consider these things. If you've never had an opportunity to start your walk with God, now is definitely the time to do so. You can reach out to any of the men here. If you are struggling in your walk with God, now is the time to come forward, ask for help and prayers of the congregation.